اهلا بيكم في حلقه جديده من ليفل اب بودكاست. اند اليوم عندنا فيري سبيشال جاست وذ مي لبنى.
اخبارك؟ Thank you so much for having me, Awashi. I've been checking out your podcasts and they're super fun and interesting.
Awesome. No problem. بالعكس احنا متحمسين اكتر ان انت معانا النهارده و we're doing it يعني in a new setup. لو ملاحظين بودستر فتحوا استوديو جديد في جيمنيشن موتور سيتي, which is يعني so cool. حتى لو شفنا الباك جراوند عندك, it's so amazing. Thank you again for coming. I'm really looking forward for this conversation, which I think يعني let's talk about different topics easily, openly, براحتنا خالص. يعني we can start with who's لبنى. يعني if someone checking out this podcast and don't know who you are, who's لبنى?
لبنى is, أول شيء, I'm a mom of two girls. عندي بنتين and I'm a content creator. I'm a fitness coach and an athlete.
And how are you doing all of this together?
Mina, I think it's passion.
Yeah.
إذا عن جد بتحب الشيء اللي عم تعمله, بتتفرغ لكل شيء. دائما بقول يعني if you really love what you do, ونفس الشيء أنت أكيد, you know how it is. You'll do it all.
yes, true.
Is it tough? It is tough, yes.
Very. Tell me about it. طيب لبنى, خلينا ناخد كده شوية بشوية الجيرني, لأنه أنت حكيتي قلت أن أنت you're a mom, first of all, happy Women's Day.
Thank you. Today, thank you so
which is
much.
Yani on the day of the recording.
It's actually a very special day.
It's an extremely special day. Yes, it is. وشفت حتى انتي النهاردة صبح كنت بتتبراني. They gave you flowers in the gym.
They were so sweet. That was really thoughtful.
And احكي لنا أكتر الأول عن your kids. You have two daughters.
مزبوط.
How old are they?
So عندي ليان, she's turning 9, وعندي لين, she's turning 10. Okay. So it's actually opposite. Oh my God, Layan is turning 11 Lean is turning 9.
Amazing.
I just had my legs day, so I'm like out of focus.
Oh, la.
You have to excuse me.
are they? Yani since you're an athlete and you're a coach, how is their sports? Yani do you include the sports in their lives?
Of course. I'm so blessed. I wish both of my kids أخذوا شوي من both of my parts. So أنا كما بتشوفوا دائما على Instagram, I love cooking and I love training. عندي لين بتحب الطبخ, بتموت على الطبخ والأشياء الهيلثي. وليان, she's also into gymnastics and she competes. And they're both actually into gymnastics, but they're very into fitness. وبشجع كل الصغار دائما أنه to be involved in any kind of sports, and it's very important for them. وبس أنه to stay in shape. بس حتى it's important for their mindset. بتعلمون discipline, to work hard. بتعلمون how to, you know, deal with failure, how to work hard, how to be committed. It's nice,
amazing. And وانتي مشجعهم من هما يعملوا gymnastics, and are they يعني in a stage where they will be competing مثلا في tournaments أو حاجة زي كده؟
ليان عندي she competes already. She traveled to Qatar, to Kuwait. She's going also to Jordan soon. She competes against other schools.
So it's in the genes.
So
I
it's
guess.
In the genes
it's
already.
In the genes, I guess.
Oh, my little one also just recently started. They're getting into that competitions
awesome.
World.
awesome. لا حلو. Yeah. يعني أنا أشجع ده. And طب, since we're talking about the motherhood.
Yeah.
How do you balance it along with being extremely busy? Because يعني لما تيجي نحكي أكتر عن الفيتنس in general, أنا يعني وهنتكلم في ده بتفاصيل أكتر, لكن أنت من قريب you were competing in a pro league, which requires ton of dedication and ton of work to be done. غير كده صناعة المحتوى, الناس ممكن تفتكر إن صناعة المحتوى حاجة بسيطة وسهلة, لكن كمية البريبريشن والشغل والتحديد والتصوير وعدد مرات التصوير والأديتنج والبروس بروسيسنج it's a big deal. And then dealing with people who are inquiring, يعني لما تيجي تحطي ريل أو content والناس تبتدي تسأل أو تكومنت أو to share أو to have an inquiry and you have to respond للحاجات دي, it's ton of work. Cooking, preparing. So
coaching,
coaching
and
as
clients
well,
clients and following up and the back end work.
Which is so. Again a crazy. يعني واحدة من الحاجات اللي علشان كده حتى لما بنيجي نتكلم على level up as a technology, نحن we try to give a platform for the coaches to save more time. Mm. Doing it without يعني the proper setup and proper platform as well can be extremely time consuming.
شنك بدي حول لعندك soon.
Yes. How do you balance all of that?
This is one of the questions I get asked a lot. How do you do it? صراحة I just do it. I think one of the most يعني من أهم حاول أحكي عربي لأنه من أهم الأشياء الواحد يحط priorities يحط الأولويات
yes.
you know so put set your priorities. Number two, لازم الواحد يكون organized. يعني أنا عندي schedule at least بالليل I know what's gonna happen the next day.
Mm-hmm.
لما راح أقول لك مرات الschedule بيمشي بالمية there's plus or minus but you have to be organized. You have to know how is your day gonna look like. And أنا عندي كتير مهم إنه I do what I love which is my training my prepping, competing, plus give time to my kids, plus shoot content because this is my work.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, just take time off. So I have to make sure أنه عندي balance for everything. مو بس أنه واحد مو دائما لازم يشتغل لازم يحط مثل different tasks to finish,
mm-hmm.
which includes everything يعني. But the most important thing أنه to be organized, I think it's mm-hmm. it's
And I imagine برضو the discipline لأنه
أنا
يعني أعرفك من زمان يعني أنا كنت أشوفك لما كنت you were preparing for your competition كنت دائما الصبح أنا I do remember يعني very early in the morning you come in your gym bag prepped your tools equipment التمرين you had your training regime you were in non-stop work في الوقت ده فا I think it's يعني yes. discipline is also part of
not to waste time يعني mm-hmm. شوف ناس لما بيروحوا على الجيم they spend like a good 10-15 minutes socializing talking طب ما in 10-15 minutes you can do 2-3 different exercises you can do your cardio you can grab your meals so much happens in these you know minutes
mm-hmm.
فا don't waste time just keep يعني your time is valuable
yes
ولازم الواحد to use it as smart as possible
mm-hmm.
لأنه if we lose track of it يعني 10 minutes 10 minutes فوق 20 فوق نص ساعة this is like a good an hour or two wasted in your day you can eat in this one hour or two you can prepare your meals you can spend time with your kids you can so many things ف don't waste time
yeah absolutely so الفيتنس جيرني تبعك يعني انت اول ما بداتي did you start مثلا your fitness journey in the gym more towards building the physique اللي هو for competition ولا كنت بتلعبي سبورت ثانيه في الاول
no, I was just any other normal person enjoying the gym enjoying the workouts trying to lose weight it's all started after I gave birth to my second child
mm-hmm.
حبيت رجع جسمي I'm like I have to look better than my 20s how فصرت اتمرن it was more like a fun kind of thing but then a lot of women started approaching me and how did you lose weight after pregnancy what did you do عطينا tips I'm like وانا I love talking to women and people helping them mm-hmm. so I'm like you know what maybe I should get into this
mm-hmm.
وback then I was working in my family business I was you know getting really highly paid everything was good And I just switched careers. I'm like, you know what? I want to do this thing. And it makes me feel so good.
Yeah. Or, gratitude of helping people.
Yeah, like I loved it. I loved coaching women, advising them what to do. I took the certificate, started coaching women. But then for like a good 5 years, I'm like, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
I love challenges. I don't like to stay on the same path.
Mm-hmm.
I met my coach about 2 years ago. And I told him I want to do something like... I want to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Can I compete like with my body now? He's like, of course you can. I'm like, really?
وكنتي قبل competition مثلا بسنتين ولا كان يعني
did you give it enough time? 2 years.
2 years, okay.
2 years. So I asked him, I told him, how long would I need to prepare? He's like, you need time. يعني it's achievable, but you need time.
Mm-hmm.
We changed everything. The whole workout routine, nutrition and... I worked so hard and mm-hmm. plus I had a goal
mm-hmm.
and 2 years later it happened which was like about 6 months back almost yes. now and Mina it was the best thing ever.
It was an experience, huh?
It was an experience, an achievement. I stepped on stage with people who was competing for like a good 10 years.
Okay.
I was the only mom.
Wow.
And to look like them was يعني, amazing, you know.
Definitely.
And all the hard work. You just feel so proud. And this is why I want to do it all over again. I felt so proud.
So you're ready to do this again?
Hello, we're preparing again.
Yes. Okay.
For a bigger one. It's going to be in about a few months.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Nice. I didn't know that. That's cool. So, Inti, when Inti بتتمرني, you started to see the difference in yourself. عرفتي تزبطي جسمك بعد الولادة التانية. People started to ask you and you started into coaching. And you had the knowledge.
Yeah.
Why do you actually require a coach for you?
صح. كتير ناس تسألني, why do you have a coach if you're a coach? بس every coach has a coach. أنا بقلك شي. When you're a coach and you have a lot on your mind and it's a lot of back-end work preparing. You know how it is, preparing schedules, following up. But sometimes you just need someone to tell you what to do. Then I don't have time to think of me. No, should I أتمرن? Should I أكل? I needed someone to guide me. And when you are professional, طبعا, you need someone professional in this field. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a professional. I don't know how competing life was. I don't know how, I mean, you know, how do they train? And بصراحة, it changed a lot in my routine. يعني, it changed the way I train, the way I eat. It was completely different. It's different when you're a lifestyle, if you're training just to maintain or you're training to just take for the sake of training, or if you're training to compete, to become an athlete, it's different approaches.
It's a different approach. ونقدر نقول إن your coach was actually remote as well. يعني he wasn't.
Yeah.
How did you get to learn about مثلا the moves or the exercises? لأنه I would imagine وزي ما أنت بتحكي, يعني if someone is looking or seeking for lifestyle coaching, they might require someone on ground.
Yes.
لو حد already بيعرف يتمرن أو knows what to do in the gym, does online coaching work?
Oh yeah. For أول شيء, professional coaches, they don't train beginners. You have to have at least يعني a few years of experience. They're not going to waste time telling you how to squat or how to hold.
Yeah.
You know, you need to know to have the knowledge at least or experience. For me, it was more about techniques. It was about few tweaks in the training, in the move itself, you know. Plus also the nutrition was also very important. Like, you know, مثلا, I'll give you an example. I used to get scared to eat carbs.
Yeah.
I never used to eat carbs. I used to hate it. Like, oh my God, carbs, I'm going to lose. I'm going to get bloated. I'm going to be fat. But the first thing we did when we started training together, was she had tiny rice. I'm like, are you sure?
Basmati rice, 150 grams.
And Mina, the moment I started eating rice or carbs in general, I started eating more rice, cheat meals, pizza, burgers, more fat in my diet. Fat as in like healthy fat.
Healthy fat, of course, yeah.
I started seeing change. And I'm like, whoa, you know, ناس بتخاف إنه they see big portions, they see carbs, they see fat, they see these things in their meals. بخافوا لا أنا I don't want to gain weight. ما these are the things that you need. And طبعا I learned these things from the whole prep journey. You need carbs. You need carbs for energy. You need carbs to build muscles and. This much protein and fat to recover. It's very important. And plus, another thing I've learned, recovery. قبل كنت يلا أتمرن يلا صباح وبالليل وثلاث ساعات وكارديو صباح كارديو بالليل. I was exhausted all the time. Once I started, I'm not going to say training less, but I started having more recovery days. My body started resting a bit more. صرت أعطي أكثر بالجيم. But these small tweaks really make a huge difference in results. يعني. I don't know if it makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. أنا نفسي اختبرت الموضوع ده لفترة. I never competed. I never يعني planned to compete. بس في فترة ما كنت يعني مركز جدا وكان أكلي كل يوم نفس الحاجة. بسماتي رايس, grilled chicken, grilled beef, fish, salmon, egg whites, eggs, oats. بس. And then cheat meals. And cheat meals on cheat days, يعني on cheat meals,
cheat.
On that day. لأنه it was a single.
Cheat meal, bro.
لا.
Cheating all day.
لا, it was a single cheat meal. Yet, كان ساعتها coach كان بيقول لي, eat whatever.
Yeah.
كل براحتك. If you want pizzas, fried chicken, burgers. هو طبعا he was pushing more towards burgers.
Yeah. We love burgers.
I think it's becoming a trend now. Everyone who competes when they go for a cheat meal, they go for a burger for some reason.
I want a burger too.
بس هو كان يومها يقول لي كل. Yes. It's fine. Eat them all together, but it's only a single meal.
كيف التريننج the day after?
لا, التريننج كان بيبقى خطير. Insane.
That's why cheat meals are important.
Yes.
You kill the workouts after.
100%. Yeah. لا, 100%. وساعتها the energy levels were always getting higher. The weights, التمارين نفسها. يعني nowadays, then I'm not following a plan, not following a certain diet. لا, I feel, I go to the gym. لا, مفيش energy.
Yeah.
It's all part of the whole thing.
Exactly,
the nutrition, the
food
work,
is fuel
and the discipline. Yes. طيب, if someone approaches you for coaching online, and again, we're talking lifestyle coaching, what is your coaching approach? Or theory behind, يعني, will you put them into a program as if they're competing? ولا الموضوع بيختلف؟
لا, أكيد. أول شيء, أنا عندي two types of coaching. عندي life coaching, وعندي coaching where I put a workout program. Life coaching, sometimes حسيت, let's say, most of the times, women needed coaching and advice أكثر من أنه حدا يعطيهم workout plan. Because مثلا, so many personal, topics, مثلا, when do I train? I don't have time. مثلا, I don't have motivation. Stuff like that. I felt like I needed to coach them first and talk to them to help them find out what do they want? Do they want to, is it me that they need help in putting a program together? أو بدون حدا يحكي معهم. We first set, I usually have a conversation with them. وبشوف where are they going? What do they want? And then أكيد it starts with a basic program. I like to always start basic حتى to see when they were level تبعهم, where do they stand. Well, there is always follow-ups. كل أسبوعين we do Zoom calls. And all of my coaching now is online. And بصراحة I wanted to work with people هلي, they're committed. I don't want to worry about people who are committed, people who wants to really dedicate their time to train or change. There are the people who stick to an online program. أكيد بعطيهم program, we follow up, we see how they feel, are they seeing results after, they should start at least feeling good, at least a month after we begin. And yeah, من هناك نبلش the program.
The actual
And it's very important for me, they enjoy it, لأنه بالأخير, I want them to stick to it. If you don't enjoy it, it's not a punishment. الواحد لما يتبع a workout program أو أكل معين هذا مو عقاب. يا الله عندي workout هلا عند. It's actually your new life.
It should be fun.
You should feel results. You should enjoy doing the meals. Enjoy training. Enjoy everything. Enjoy it.
Which actually it's something that a lot of people I remember كلي أصحاب اللي هو they don't like going to the gym because they feel it's a boring sport.
Yeah.
إيه معناه إن أنا أمسك حديدة and just move it like this and up and down. While in reality, ما أعرفش أنا personally, وكان كل واحد he's they have their own opinions, they can live with it, whatever. بس أنا to me, actually the sense of pushing.
Yeah.
Against a resistance and actually trying to do better each and every day. فيها urge, في urge or sense of achievement that you get just by working out and lifting weights.
If you do one rep extra every day, imagine in a month, a day you'll proceed or progress, but it's rewarding.
Yeah.
And when you see results, it's like, I want more of that.
Yeah.
بس أنا بقول لك مينا, مو كل حدا بيحب الجيم. This is why I always ask, also one of the things I ask clients, do you enjoy going to the gym? or do you like classes more? It's very important. لأنه مو كل حدا بيحب يجي على الجيم ويحمل weights وmotivate themselves وpush themselves. That's why they might need a personal trainer. They don't. Yeah. They cannot do it online or. Mm-hmm. Some people they enjoy classes. They enjoy group classes, training with people, doing an actual activity like boxing. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the person. Mm-hmm. You cannot force someone who likes, let's say, CrossFit with a group of friends or people or music to come to the gym every day alone and lift and do lift. The same thing 360 days a year. You know what I mean? So it's very important to understand the person. Mm-hmm. Each one is different.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. حكينا عن الفيتنس. Tell me about content creation. برضو امتى بدأتي فيه or what motivated you to start in it and when did you realize انه ايه ده لا this is something I need to be doing consistently and keep on doing it.
For me, content creation was more about sharing my journey.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally like just shooting my workouts, literally sharing. I'm very genuine with my followers. I share everything. If يعني by time brands started approaching me, they wanted to work with me. بس until today, لليوم, I'm very selective to يعني with who I work with.
Yeah.
لأنه بالأخير for me there's a purpose, there's a message from anything I put on my page.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be a bit يعني لما حدا يشوف ال you know video or a picture or the brand that I'm working with, they are learning something or they are benefiting from something. It's not just about creating content. يلا.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about why am I putting it? What are they going to benefit? Are they going to learn something from it? Are they going to be inspired? Are they going to, you know, change to the better? For content creator for me is like sharing my my life with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
And بدأتي فيه امتى?
I started, you can say, تقريبا 7 years ago.
Okay.
7 years, yeah.
Okay. Good. And was it يعني initially when you started لأنه you created your own brand and you wanted to promote it ولا هي فعلا كانت يعني a personal Instagram and YouTube and
no ما في plan فقت okay. One day I'm like I don't want to work in the family business anymore. Okay. I'm not happy.
Okay.
I went to my parents and said listen عندي 1 week or like maybe end of the month I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. They're like what? What do you mean you're leaving? You're helping us to know. خلاص, I want to. There is something that is calling me, and I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, بس ما عرفت كيف أبدأ. No, I'm like, where do I begin? I'm not a coach, you know. Okay, but I love fitness. I've been training all of my life, or at least for the past like 6-7 years. And slowly, bit by bit. That's why when we first started the podcast, قلت لك, when you have a passion and you have a purpose. You will get there. Mm-hmm. I had no plan. It's just fitness came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just started. يعني, once I started coaching people, I started sharing more. I met my YouTube channel. Brands started approaching me. They wanted to work with me. I met my website. And you grow slowly.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it.
صراحة, I love the idea of doing it يعني, one step at a time.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of
and
this.
And enjoy that. يعني في ناس مثلا, after 1 year, okay, what's next? Enjoy this. Everything will come in the right time, you know? Just keep doing what you're doing. And if you love it, don't stop.
And yeah. On your socials, انت مركزة حاليا on Instagram ولا YouTube أكتر ولا which social platform are you focusing on more?
هلا Instagram is more, and it's easier.
Yeah.
But I love YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And inshallah, يعني on YouTube, I want to put more into educational stuff. And okay. Sharing more of the journey, like these podcasts.
Nice.
With amazing people.
Thank you.
So, inshallah.
Perfect. Awesome. طيب. Do you recommend, if someone wants to take your journey, mm-hmm. right, of doing, يعني, it's a multidisciplinary journey, لأنه في الأخير خلاص أنت عندك التمرين وعندك البريبريشن وعندك الكوتشنج وعندك الكونتنت كريشن. What's the starting point, I would say? وهل الشخص اللي عايز يبدأ يخش في الجيرني ده,
mm-hmm.
بالذات لو هو لسه صغير أو لسه يعني they're starting in something like this, can they do it on their own? ولا do they require a team? Or how did you approach it and what do you recommend?
As a content creator or as an athlete or as in a business woman? because they all have different approaches.
let's start first with the content, and then the athletic part.
As a content creator, أكيد you need some help for sure, especially nowadays. لأنه you know how it is. كل شهر بيطلع لك بنيو trending stuff. It's moving really fast. Like 7 years ago, things were really slow. You know, every year there's a slight change in the way you create content. Now it's like every week actually.
Yeah.
That song is trending. Do this. It's very important to speak to someone who's in the field, get advice, and also again. People will watch your content if it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the best team in the world.
They can relate to it.
Yes, if they can relate to it. You can have the best team and professionals in the world, but if they're not benefiting from it, ما في شيء they can relate to, I don't think it's going to, I don't know, in my opinion, will grow or be successful. So try to find something that, plus you believe in. يعني في ناس بتقول لك, okay, I want to start a cooking channel, but I don't know how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to work, you know? Or I want to coach people, but I've never went to the
I've
gym.
I've never went to the gym before, yeah.
But it needs to be relatable. It needs to be at least in your, you know what you're doing, right? People see it.
Actually, in one of the previous podcasts we did, we were talking about the fitness education as well, where people acquire certifications to be personal trainers. ويكونوا جايين يحضروا السيرتيفيكيشنز دي and they never did a deadlift before or they never did squats before, they don't know anything about training. It was like that, بس يعني those are basic movements, يعني especially
like, حتى when you get certified you need to go to seminars, you need to always read. It's like مثل الدكتور, الدكتور إذا وقف his career he stopped, you know, doing surgeries and stopped reading, ما رح يجي 100,000 information و techniques, so you always need to be updated, you need to read, you need to be just in the knowledge. It's not a certificate, it's just a paper, anyone can do it, but you need to always be active and
continuously learn,
be involved in it.
Perfect. طيب لو جينا رجعنا تاني ل the fitness, بس I want to tap a bit deeper into the competition part. You decided, you give a call to your coach, hey, can I compete? Do you think I can compete? Yes, you can. You require this amount of time. And then you started putting in a plan. ممكن تحكي لي أكتر, more details into the plan. يعني فعلا كان الديوريشن بتاعه قد ايه, how many phases were they? And then, يعني نحكي أكتر عن plan, and then I really want to tap deeper into how did you do it on your own, with a coach, but who wasn't physically there.
Okay, so to answer the first question, we started all over again. Yani, I remember the first programs he sent me, the first 3-4 months, it was very basic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is this? Yani, and I can lift more, I can do more. I can, you know, but again, he did some changes to my plan. About with proper nutrition, because my nutrition was, for example, half the calories he gave me.
Okay.
There was few changes in my routine and my nutrition. What a 3-4 months, I started seeing change.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do always at least every 2 weeks, we used to do check-ins, update each other. It's very important to work with someone who is knowledgeable. Plus, for me, dedication was really important. For there are times, أنا بقول لك يعني مو كل يوم I woke up motivated. و
أكيد لا.
I was like, no,
أكيد لا.
I still look the same, you know. And I wanna be shredded. You know, and he was very patient with me. He's like, just wait. You need time. Don't forget, you're a mom. You have kids. Genetics, age, these all play a huge factor. Yeah, I'm not in my 18 or 20. But it was really hard. I had to be really patient with myself. He was very, very patient with me also, and very knowledgeable. Again, he knew exactly what to give me and what type of training to follow, what type of nutrition to follow. It was very easy. And remember, like, she out of the world, the back to basics, really. And yeah, month by month, I'm like, and this is why I love watching my pictures, like at least 2-3 months back. And that's where you go like, whoa. You know?
Yeah.
And I know I saw my pictures last year. I'm like, who am I? Who mm-hmm. did? mm-hmm. mm-hmm. This is where you're like, okay, I'm going the right path. But we finished 1 year, and again, I remember that very well. He told me, my coach told me, if you want to compete, let's toss you to the lions. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what does that mean?
Prague, Mara Ahda.
Prague,
compete pro.
A huge competition. He's like, you want to go? Let's go big, mm-hmm. We're not going to go to a small island. Let's go big. Let's work hard. Let's show the world that you can do it. You can show the world that you can, and yeah, we did it.
Nice.
And it was.
وده كان في فترة قد إيه يعني.
2 years. Exactly two years.
So it was after 1 year, he told you, okay, let's go big. And the competition was in a year.
Yeah, while we were working. And I was ready after 1 year. I was almost ready.
Okay.
But he's like, let's work harder and go bigger, basically. And I'm like, okay. I was enjoying it. I'm seeing results. I look good. And I was really enjoying it. And this is why I told you, don't rush things. Enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Enjoy the... But then another thing I wanted to mention, which is very important. People, when they want to compete, they take a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Hormones mm-hmm. or drugs. And مثلا they decide to compete after 3 months. ببلش ياخدوا كتير اشياء to get into shape. احنا we did it all naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take اكيد protein, creatine, these things, supplements.
Supplements, yeah.
But people used to tell me, what are you taking? Which hormone? I'm like, guys, chill. Mm-hmm. This is really hard work and proper nutrition and really working with someone who is super knowledgeable.
Amazing.
Once you have these three, I think, and patience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can achieve whatever.
The main idea, I think, nowadays, everyone who competes, they tend to go for this because if you don't go for it, someone else's. The competition will sometimes feel harder, so to speak. What was the best moment about الرحلة نفسها to Prague? You went there, you did your tanning, your wardrobe, Tilati on stage. What was the exciting factor or the best part about it?
I think on stage itself.
On stage itself?
Yes.
You didn't get stage fright?
Like now that I'm talking to you, I have goosebumps.
Okay.
It's like this proud moment with the lights on. It's I don't know how to explain it really.
But didn't you get stage fright? حسيتي ايه ده لا انا
مش Of course I did. I was really scared. Mm-hmm. But I like to challenge myself. I like to exit mm-hmm. my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people who stepped on stage the first time, في ناس بتقلب على stage, في ناس almost faint on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I almost tripped at some point or I forgot my routine, but it's normal.
Yeah.
And بصراحة I was really, really, really enjoying it.
Nice.
And it felt good. This is why I want to do it again.
That's cool. Did you decide actually where and when?
Yes. Budapest, May 11, I think.
Oh, that's very,
hopefully.
That's very soon.
So it's very soon.
That's very soon.
And Ramadan is coming soon. So that's going to be another challenge.
No. But
yeah, I'm excited for the next one.
You're going to do it. This I imagine is لأنه واحدة من الحاجات اللي حابب أحكي معك فيها is what's the future in for لبنى عارفة the typical job interview
what's
question
next?
What's next where do you see yourself in 5 years
I love these questions
what's next for لبنى
what's next
competition
as in professional side of it I'd love to enjoy for now competing and just enjoying this athlete world, traveling. It's a mixture of traveling, exploring, mm-hmm. competing. This is like my passion.
Nice.
On the side, okay, there's a few business projects I'm working on. Actually, there's one that I've been working on for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it very slow. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, testing and, in and out and really studying the product, the market. This is one of the things I'm working on. It's been a while.
Nice.
Oh, inshallah, looking forward for other future projects. I don't have a specific, but for now, I'm just enjoying what I'm doing.
You're enjoying the journeys.
And I want to really live it at the moment.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. That's awesome. And on a closing note, what would be the biggest advice you would give someone, يعني احنا حكينا برضو شوية عليها, بس انا عايز more towards يعني someone who's just starting in fitness or in competition or in bodybuilding or in physique or whatever the categories is. What would be your number one advice?
Number one, never compare yourself to others.
Mm-hmm.
Work on yourself. Your only competition is you. You against you, how to progress, how to... You have to always evolve and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on you always. Never look at anyone else or compare yourself to anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Especially in social media nowadays is disastrous when it comes to this. لأنه خلاص الستاندردز بقت غريبة وعجيبة, and to compete with those standards, which again they continuously change as well.
Well, but like Mina, there's a lot of people who really look amazing, but they have really health issues.
Yeah,
they take so many things. Okay, they look good, they look amazing, but just don't look at the outside.
Focus on yourself.
Focus on yourself, really, and this is the only way you'll progress and evolve.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's amazing, Lubna. Thank you so much
for
your time today. Thank you for making the journey here as well.
Thank you for allowing me to share it. It was really fun chatting with you.
Awesome, awesome. And we definitely have to do it again.
Inshallah, for sure.
Inshallah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.